But right now, we must do an emergency edition of our weekly staple, Am I the Jerk? Well, we determine, are you the jerk, or is that dude you were beefing with the jerk?
Yeah, yeah. It's usually on Thursdays at 10:50.
We're also at Fan and Tree Farm.
I almost forgot to mention
we are at Fan and Tree Farm for Arbor Day. All trees are on sale. Don't forget about the one-year guarantee.
There you go. Yes, am I the jerk 1310 at gmail.com is where you send those situations. Now, I know the morning show was here, and I think Deucey was sitting in the seat where I am, and George was sitting where you are. And they have these little 8-ounce waters that they gave everyone so you can, you know,
quickly drink a little bit of water.
Replenish, right. But it's not filling.
Right.
So I feel like this is Deucey, but he had 2 8-ounces, but he didn't drink them all, and he just left like
about 1 and 2.
That feels weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like he left us about 3 to 3.5 ounces of water.
I don't even think it's that much.
In 2 tiny, little miniature water bottles. First of all, wasteful.
It's very wasteful.
Second of all, it's not that hard to drink that much water.
Especially this one. Look, it's just a
skull. It's almost done. That's all spit. That's all backwash.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%
well,
that's backwash.
Well, maybe his...
Here, hold on. Let me just... Yeah, that's backwash.
Maybe his old bladder just couldn't handle it. And right when he gets to that point, then he just has to go and... I don't know. I wonder if he made it home or not. That's a really weird look. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe that's why he only drank that much, because he wanted to make it home.
Maybe that's why he had to leave early.
Right, right.
Because of that. All right, here we go. Am I the jerk? Here we go. We have been receiving someone else's mail periodically for the last couple of years, but it has been more frequent lately. The other day, I went to check the mail and noticed we had received the other person's mail again, and I looked down the street and a mailman was parked on the side of the road. He delivers mail on foot. I walked over to his truck to see if he was inside, but noticed he was 5-6 houses down the road. So instead of walking to him or waiting for him to get back to his truck, I plopped it down on the street right in front of his driver's side door.
On the street?
Am I the jerk?
Boy, I think, yeah, the street is the jerky part of it. I think even maybe on the footstep of the mail car, I think that plays.
Oh, you put it on top.
Right.
When he drives
or no, you
off
put it in the windshield wiper.
Yeah, like a ticket.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, that's a jerk move, man. It really is. I get it.
Yeah,
I understand. But
it's frustrating.
I'm never frustrated if they give me someone else's mail. Hey, people make mistakes. The mailbox or the person usually is just right next door. So you can just walk it over or put it in their mailbox.
So we moved into our house almost 3 years ago this summer. I am still receiving important mail for the previous owners of the house. Still receiving. Now, we have number, and we still get packages and mail that we will, like, you know, hey, your stuff's over here. But it's 3 years later, and it gets old. Like, I get her, like, TCU alumni stuff, and I'm not going to lie, straight into the recycle.
Man.
Quickly. Am I the jerk for throwing some of her mail away?
I feel like it. Because
3 years.
That is a long time.
And we've contacted each other about, she knows that a lot of her mail is still coming to my house.
Right.
I think at a certain point there's a cutoff.
I wouldn't throw it away.
Oh, I throw it away.
I have
enough of my own mail just sitting on our counter that I don't need any extraneous purple TCU alumni newsletters on there as well.
Like, I don't blame the frustration. I get it. Popping it down in front of the driver's door, that's a jerk move.
Yeah. Probably in a puddle.
It's just wet.
Yeah.
What's the worst than getting mail that's been raining outside and then they just close it up in your mailbox and it's all moist?
You try to open it. And you can feel the paper separating.
All right. So last night, so we agree. Jerk move. All right.
Yeah.
So last night after my daughter's softball game, we drove through a local fast food establishment. It was a two-laner to order that merged into one to go up to the window and pay. Always uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, I don't like
that. But it's almost kind of genius how they keep the orders pretty much
in track. Right. Like, they know what they're doing.
That. It feels like I would definitely mix something up.
Oh, I'd be messing it up. Everybody would be getting the wrong chicken sandwich.
I'm waiting my turn to merge. I see out of the corner of my eye the guy that finished ordering after me punch it and jump in front of me.
Ooh.
I can see him behind the wheel laughing his ass off. I'm fuming, but brush it off with my wife and daughter being in the car. Get this. The dude's car dies when the two lanes merge. He can't get it started. Cranking and cranking. The dude opens his door and is trying to push his car in reverse and steer at the same time with like four cars behind him all trying to back up. I didn't get out to help him when I could have.
Nope.
Screw him. Am I the jerk?
Nope. No.
And I 100% say, sir, you are not the jerk.
Absolutely not.
Legend.
That is karma on his ass.
I put that bad boy in reverse and very, very closely just drive around them. Thank you.
You know what? I would ruin my car up on a curb get around
to
not even hurt him.
Yeah,
just to get past that.
Just like,
you know, just scratching up my...
Seems like the internet's the big jerk.
A toodaloo wave as I go around him, too.
That is... You have just witnessed... what karma is all about.
And you don't get to see that every day. And you want to live it.
So you need to relish in that and realize that that may never happen to you again.
No, ever. So fortuitous.
Oh, that is beautiful.
You get to see the downfall of your enemies? Come on.
Yes. Yes. Play out right in front of you. And you didn't have to buy a ticket.
No.
You just had to buy a chicken sandwich.
This is perfect.
It's great.
This is great.
All right. On our way to the river fishing, I stopped at one of the large home improvement stores. I parked far out in the empty area of the parking lot, not a vehicle anywhere near. As I leave the store, I notice a large truck parked next to my vehicle. The distance between our vehicles was 2 inches. Half the parking lot was still empty. I had to enter my truck by the passenger side. As I left the area, I placed a piece of cut bait in the back of this guy's truck. Did I overreact? Am I the jerk? As from Archie.
A piece of what?
Cut bait.
Cut bait.
Yes.
Okay. What is that, first of all?
I'm not a fisherman, but I would think that it stinks like high holy.
I was going to assume that it
because
was
because
a lot
stinky, of that
bait
stinks
yeah.
like a mother.
I think that is a jerk move because of the smell thing. But there is nothing. First, there's nothing that drives me more insane in a parking lot than when there's a lot of open spaces and somebody parks next to you. Like, the 2 inches thing, that's before I even got to how close they are. This happened to me just a couple of days ago where, like, I pulled into a parking lot to take a call, and I was in the back of the parking lot. Some person just drives right next to me, parks right next to me in a completely open lot.
Yeah, why?
Why do you want to
do
that?
So I don't know.
I put her in drive and drove away. So, like...
Another empty spot to take your phone call?
Yeah.
No, I would have stayed, especially if I'm staying in the car. I don't care.
So awkward. Why are you doing that?
We just need human contact.
No, we don't, actually. We
just don't want to be alone.
No, I that's all I want
to
be.
I'm afraid to be alone, Travis.
All I want to be is alone. So, no, it's definitely a jerk move to put, like, a shrimp in somebody's car or whatever cut bait is. But... A little retaliation for the 2-inch parking job. Yeah, I think that's warranted.
Yeah, that just doesn't make any sense.
No,
I just don't understand the fact why if there's an empty parking lot, you have to go over there by me.
Right. Why do
you even cut it that close? Like, if you need to be near me, okay, but if we keep one... If we keep the one parking spot in between us,
that
then
always
everything
works.
Is fine. You're near me.
Right.
You're fine.
It's crazy.
But it's not that close.
They design parking lots to, like, evenly fit everybody in with nice space so you can open doors. But yet, every single parking lot has those douche parkers. And I don't understand it. Like, I'm so self-conscious and very self-aware that I suck at parking. I can't get straight, and if it's like one of those diagonal spots, I'm just going to have a hard time.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. There's something about, like, I'm not math man, so, like, the angles don't work for me.
That has nothing to do with it.
I don't know.
No one's calculating formulas trying to park.
I feel like every time I go park, there's that the meme of Zach Galifianakis with all the numbers. That's me trying to get into parking. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
You kind of have your head tilted to the side a bit.
I don't know if I can get in there. But if I park like next to somebody and I'm very, very close, I'm so self-conscious of like, can they get in? Because I don't want my door dinged, number one. And then I also just think it's a D move to park next to somebody.
Yeah, I don't care about the door ding. Whether I get one or I give one.
I don't want it.
Truly care about that.
But if you're 2 inches away, I'm going to ding your door as hard as I can.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
How am I going to get
in? There's only one parking lot where I have difficulty parking.
Okay.
And I've identified her and I know it. And every single time I go there, I jack up the parking. And it's at the gym.
Okay.
And it's regular spaces and I don't know why. I get out, I'm either pulled up to far enough,
yeah,
or I'm over on the line. I don't get it. Don't even think about me trying to back into that thing.
No.
I can't even accomplish that in that parking lot only.
No.
I can back into any other space, but at the gym parking lot, and I don't know why.
You're not a back in guy, are you?
Not all the time.
Okay.
Maybe 20%.
It's super convenient.
For me, yes.
No, that's bad.
Well, if I'm holding up traffic, I'll
surely you're not doing it if there's like in. People trying to park.
No, I'm not doing it then.
Because that might be the most egregious parking lot violation is if there are lines of people getting like trying to park in the grocery store or wherever you're at.
But how else am I going to get out of that parking garage?
As guy that can't park, you just back up and figure it out.
But what if we're at a game or something and it's just easier and more convenient for me to just pull out and save everyone time?
Okay, back to you don't need to park straight next to somebody. Go find an empty area of the lot, pull through.
Just not pull in a parking garage, you're not doing that.
No, in that, you're just going to have to find an empty space if you want to back in.
Travis is right on this. Back in parking guy is a terrible person.
See, Dylan Reed said.
It's not a terrible person.
It's not a good person.
Maybe not terrible, not good.
If you're an exclusive back in person, you are wasting everybody's time.
Does it depend on size of car? Like if you have small car, it doesn't matter, right? But if you have big truck, that is definite jerk move.
I think either way, if you're holding up traffic, I don't even care how long it takes you. If we have to stop and watch you back into a space, you're a douche.
Okay, that's maybe a little harsh.
I think that's
unreasonable.
This is
Am I the Jerk? So I'll rebrand. You're a jerk.
But if I'm only wasting my time backing in and I'm not hurting anybody, why do you care about me wasting my own time?
I will definitely judge you from afar, watching you back in with no. Because now,
it takes me like five.
Right? What are you doing? Like all the time you think you're saving, pulling straight out, you're taking up right now.
If I could whip into that bad boy on one turn,
I'd be impressed.
The greatest.
But I've never seen one person
do
it.
I don't think I've seen one person do that either.
Nobody has ever just whoop,
I don't believe
right
you, okay? I don't believe you.
No,
I don't believe you.
Go show us.
Yeah, do it again. Go out there and do it again.
Yeah, we need a lap around Fannin and then come back and back into your space.
Going 25 miles an hour. That's right. What we want to see.